The school board is asking voters to approve two bonds for Blatchley Middle School and to approve the use of money to help match a grant for repairs at Pacific High School. First, Blatchley. The school needs major repairs to its ventilation system. Voters approved bonds for those repairs in 2008, but in the time since the project was developed, prices have skyrocketed, says Superintendent Steve Bradshaw.
When the project came in, the bids were well over the money that we had, so we knew we had to go back to the drawing board.
And that's what the board did, breaking Blatchley into two projects. If the assembly approves the ballot questions, voters will decide two things: whether to approve bonds worth $2.4 million for the basic needs of the project, the ventilation system, and another $3.3 million for new windows and doors, painting, bathrooms, locker rooms, and floors. Without that money, the board argues, those needs will end up costing the city and the school district even more in the next few years. Under these bonds, the state will reimburse 70%. The funding will come from Sitka's already existing extra 1% sales tax during the summer months.
The money that we originally set forth, that we asked the voters for on the 1% sales tax, is going to be able to still be paid off early from what Dave Wolf said last night. But we're asking to use that for a longer period of time.
Dave Wolf is city finance director. He confirms what Bradshaw says, that voters initially approved the extra 1 percentage point of summer sales tax to last until 2020 and then disappear. The city is on track to pay that off early, and if voters approve all three school projects, the city will still be on track for an early payoff, just a little less early.
That will take out sales tax about another 3 years. About every $1.9 million of bonding will take another year of sales tax, or another year of 6% sales tax to cover that debt service, the 30%.
The board is also looking for voter approval on money to repair Pacific High School. The district received a state grant for $2.7 million, but the conditions of the grant require it to pay 35% of that cost.
And that's kind of a different thing.
Again, city finance director Dave Wolf.
The state gave the city a grant rather than saying go issue debt and we'll cover 70% of the debt, you take care of 30. It's a grant. We'll give you basically 70% of the money. You put up 30% right away.
The board's requests move on to the Sitka Assembly, which has final approval on whether the projects are placed on October's ballot. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.